Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Dhritatano Rushati Me Purani.
Dhritatano Rushati Me Purani.
Sattvam paramang pavitram
yeha sattvam paramang pavitram
shamodamah satyam anugrahascha tapastiteksha anubhavascha yatra
tapastiteksha anubhavascha yatra
vritatano rushati me purani
vritatano rushati me purani
yeneha sattvam paramang pavitram
yeha sattvam
Shamodamah satyam anugrahascha tapastiteksha anubhavascha yatra. Translation: The Vedas are my eternal transcendental sound incarnation. Therefore, the Vedas are Shabda Brahma. In this world, the Brahmanas thoroughly study all the Vedas, and because they assimilate the Vedic conclusions, they are also to be considered the Vedas personified. The Brahmanas are situated in the supreme transcendental mode of nature, Sattvaguna. Because of this, they are fixed in mind control, or Shama, sense control, Dhamma, and truthfulness, or Satya. They describe the Vedas in their original sense, and out of mercy, or Anugraha, they preach the purpose of the Vedas to all conditioned souls. They practice penance, or tapasya, and tolerance, titiksha, and they realize the position of the living entity in the Supreme Lord, Anubhava. These are the eight qualifications of the Brahmanas. Therefore, among all living entities, no one is superior to the Brahmanas.
Purani. Jene hasattam paramam pavitram samo damo satyam anugrahascha tapas tapas titiksha anubhavasya yatra. The meaning is clearly described in the translation. So, the Brahmanas, while they are accepted as the supreme in the human society, on account of these qualities, we have discussed this point. Either Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya, especially Dijottama. The Brahmanas are called Dijottama, Dijasreshtha. Atappangvi Dijasreshtha. Dija means twice born. One birth by the father and mother, and the other birth by Vedic knowledge and spiritual master. Twice born. So, the Dasavidha Sanskar purificatory processes, Sanskara Dhavid Dija, unless one undergoes the purificatory process, he cannot be called twice born. Janmana jayate shudra. By birth, everyone is a shudra, fourth class man. Practically we see that children, they are sent to school. Why they are sent to school? Because by birth, he is foolish. abhuta jata. There is no knowledge. Therefore he should be sent to school as it makes progress to colleges to learn higher and higher. This is the material arrangement. The same arrangement for spiritual education, not that by birth, because one is born of a Brahmana family, he remains a Brahmana, although he becomes less than Shudra. No. There must be education. Twice born, he must approach the spiritual master, tad-vijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigacchet. Just like the Sattvakam, Javalu, Sattvakam, Upanishad. The boy approached Gautam Muni, that kindly accept me, your disciple, initiate me formally, without becoming a Brahmana especially. They are not initiated. So, in those days, all the families were very pure. Therefore, born of a Brahmana father is understood that he has got the training of a Brahmana. That is a facility. Suchinang simatang gehe yoga bhrasta sanjayate. By pious activities or by practice of bhakti yoga, if one has not completed yoga bhrasta, one who falls down from the yoga practice, such person is given another chance to take birth in a nice family, a Brahmana family, or a rich mercantile family. The Brahmana family is rich in knowledge, and the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas, they are rich in opulence, wealth, material riches. And Shudras, they are not rich either in material wealth or in knowledge. Therefore they are called Shudras. So this bhakti yoga or any yoga, real yoga or the first class yoga is bhakti yoga. Yoginam api sarvesam. There are many yogis. Out of that, the bhakta yogi, yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana. Without becoming a bhakta yogi, nobody can think of Krishna always. That is not possible. Satatam kirtan tangamam yatandasya dhiravrata. The bhakti yoga we are teaching in this Krishna consciousness movement, 24 hours engagement. Superficially, we engage from 4 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, and there is resting time. But when one is advancing devotional service, while sleeping he also serves Krishna. That means 24 hours. Satatam. That depends on, because in sleeping you also dream. So what we do during daytime, we dream at night. So if one is 100% engaged in Krishna service, naturally he dream also at night. I have seen one of our intimate relatives. He was a businessman selling cloth. So in dream also he was quoting price of cloth. So that is natural. That is not unnatural. Therefore we have to practice. At the time of death, somehow or other, if we quote the price of Krishna, then our life has success. Therefore we should practice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Janjagavati smaran bhavam tajatnanti kaliva. If we practice Krishna, then naturally it is expected that at the time of death we remember Krishna. Then immediately we are transferred to the Krishna Loka. Immediately. Takta deham punarjanma naiti, mameti. There is no doubt about it. Simple thing. But it requires practice. Therefore, to practice Krishna consciousness, we have to practice other things. That is the position of Satyam Paramam Pavitram. That is called Shuddha Satta. Satyam Visuddham Vasudeva Sanditam. There is a verse. Pure goodness. Pure goodness means there is only Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvami. That is pure Satta. When there is no other conception, simply Vasudeva. Vasudeva is the platform, just like Vasudeva was the father of Krishna. When Krishna appeared, Vasudeva was the father. So Shuddha Satta is Vasudeva. Vasudeva means there is no contamination of ignorance or passion, simply Sadhguru. Tato rajasamo bhava kamalo bhadayastaji cheta etui anavidyam. When your mind and consciousness will not be contaminated by the modes of ignorance and passion, and that is Shuddha Satta. That is Shuddha Satta. That is spiritual platform. Then Vasudeva will beget Krishna. Sattam Visuddham Vasudeva Sabdham. So, if we purify our existence, another Krishna comes, all Krishna's devotees come. They come in Shuddha Satta, Sattam Paramam Pavitram. Then naturally there is Sama Dhamma Titikha Arjava Jnanam Vijnanam Astikam. Naturally there is Brahmana behavior. When one becomes Brahmana, pure, no material contamination, then bhakti appears. After becoming Brahmana or Brahmabhuta, not material platform, Brahmabhuta Prasannatma. In the material platform, Jivabhuta. But in the spiritual platform, Brahmabhuta. So, Aham Brahmasmi, yes, I am already Brahma, because my constitution position is part and parcel of Parabrahma. Krishna is Parabrahma. Parabrahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Pavitram, Paramam, the same thing. Pavitram, Paramam. So naturally, because we are part and parcel of the pavitram paramam, parabrahma, we are also the same thing, a small part of the ansa, mama ansa, ansa and ansi, a small grain of gold. By quality it is gold, not that because it is small it is something else. It is the same thing. Similarly, we are also pavitram, pure, but that small can fall down sometimes and becomes avavitram. So we are just like sparks of fire. So long we are in the fire, this quality of this spark is also fire. It is also illuminating. It is also has got the quality of burning power, a small quantity. But when the spark falls down from the fire, it becomes extinguished, the fiery quality. That is our position. We have fallen down from the quality and we have to revive it. Just like a person becomes diseased. Disease is not his permanent position. That is a temporary infection. But it can be cured. If one likes, he can cure his disease and again he can become healthy. Similarly, we are fallen somehow or other. Somehow or other, but the reason is, as soon as we become independent, we deny to serve Krishna, but we deny to serve Krishna. We want to become independent. Then immediately we are forced by the illusory energy to come under her and work under her direction. We are born servant, Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body, it is made for the purpose of serving me. This is the purpose. But when it is diseased, when it cannot serve the body, then it is diseased. Similarly, our constitutional position is to serve Krishna. Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. That is real life. And when you don't serve Krishna or deny to serve Krishna, that is disease condition. And that is called Maya. Krishna Bhuliya Jeev Bhagavan Chakare Pasate Mayatare Jakhatiyatara. So, we have to cure our disease. This disease means, the Krishna consciousness movement means purification of our disease condition, infectious condition. It is not anything artificial. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhaka Guna. Note that by artificial means, as they are making propaganda in Europe and America, that we are brainwashing. It is not that by some means or by some artificial what is called hypnotism, we are making these European and American boys, girls, Krishna Bhakta. No, it is there already. Krishna Bhakti, otherwise why you should take to Krishna? They have got their other, worshipable. There is Jesus, Jesus Christ and others, mostly they are coming from Christian family. Why they should agree to worship Krishna? No, it is there already. It is not that because they are born in Europe and America, they are different from Krishna's relationship. No. Krishna claimed, aham bija budhakrita. Krishna has relationship not only in the human society, in animal society, in bird society, in plant society, in insect society, in demigod society, aham bija budhakrita, sarva yoni sukam. He doesn't claim that I am interested with the Indians or the Hindus or the Brahmins or these. No. He claims all forms of birth. Therefore, these foreigners, so-called foreigners, they have got already relationship with Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti, every living entity has got relationship with Krishna. Krishna says, Mamai Vang Sajiva Bhuta. How they can be separate? It is not possible. But they forgot. And this Krishna consciousness movement is to revive their original consciousness. Sabanadi Suddha Chitta Karma. I am Krishna. As soon as this consciousness comes, he becomes perfect. That is already there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kavunoy Savanadi. And this revival of original consciousness can be executed by hearing Savanam, Kirtanam. It is possible. Therefore, we stress on the point of Savanam, Kirtanam, and actually it is happening. When I went to New York, there is no Krishna Bhakti at all, a single man. How so many Krishna Bhaktas have come out? By the same process, Sarvanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasam Sakkhamam. This is Bhakti. Process, so anywhere. In Africa also, in the village of Africa, when our Brahmananda goes there, the big Africans with earrings, big earrings, very tall, almost naked, they also dance Hare Krishna. This is practical. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this opportunity simply by chanting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not manufactured it. It is mentioned in the Shastra. No, either Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He does not introduce anything by manufacturing, just like nowadays these rascals do. There is no question of manufacturing. Whatever is there already in the Shastra, indication, we have to follow. The Shastra Vidhimus Siddha, Vattatika, otherwise there is no success. Krishna also said, Shastra, Krishna is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He refers to the Vedanta Sutta. Brahma Sutta Padaishchaiva, Etumad Bhiminishtikam. So we cannot go beyond the Shastra. We must follow. So, in the Shastra it is said, in the Kali Yuga, people are so fallen, they cannot be persuaded to so many rules and regulations. Kītanādeva Krishnasra mukta saṅga param bhaje. Simply, that is special facility for this fallen. You chant Hare Krishna regularly, and you become liberated from the material contamination. And as soon as you become liberated, Brahma Bhuta Prasannātmā Vyasocati Napa. Samasarvesu Bhuteshu. We have no distinction that here is American, here is European, here is Indian, here is African. No. Samasarvesu. Even animals. samasarvesu bhuteshu, then bhakti jinis. That is practical. So that is Shuddha Satta, Samo Dhamma, Sattam, Anugraha. The Brahmana's business is Anugraha. To me, just like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is unhappy for others. So te tato vimugate tasa, maya sukhaya bharam udbahutu vimura. I am thinking of these rascals. They are making so many gorgeous arrangements. Big, big skyscraper, big, big road, and thousands of motor cars. Maya sukhaya. They'll enjoy this life for 50 years, 60 years, 30 years, and making big, big arrangements. Maya sukhaya bharamud bahutu bimura. I am thinking of these rascals, that they forget the real business. What is the problem of life? That busy in erecting, constructing big, big skyscrapers. Not only now, formerly also, the bimura, the rascals, vishesha mura. Krishna says mura. Namam prabuddhante mura. And Prahlad Maharaj stresses more, bimura. First class mura. Yeah. Bimura. So anyone who does not take to Krishna consciousness and is busy in other business is a bimura. Don't remain a bimura. Become intelligent. Krishna jivhaje sivaracha. Be the first class intelligent man and be Krishna conscious. Thank you.